This is the Bloomberg Exchange Traded Funds Report with Katherine Cowdery.
This report is for Monday, October 31st. Apple's effect on ETFs can't be understated. That's a word from Bloomberg Intelligence analyst Eric Beltunis.
It's in 190 ETFs, which is 10% of all ETFs, represents $29 billion, which is way more than any other stock. In fact, if Apple were a country, it would be the third biggest foreign country that investors have exposure to after China and Japan. And then you look at the total amount of ETFs in the top five, four of them, Apple's the biggest holding. So you can't understate it.
Beltunis says in the 2 weeks after Apple reported disappointing earnings in April, it fell 14%, wiping out over $4 billion of ETF assets.
I think it's a good time to take a step back and just look at how much Apple you have. And the other thing is, a lot of investors may have more Apple than they think, because if they bought the broad market and the large cap and the tech, and there's a variety of ETFs that Apple could be a large weighting in. So you could have a lot of Apple and not know it. Luckily, ETFs are transparent. You can see exactly what they hold today and you can add it up.
Beltunis says there's a good reason why Apple represents such a large piece of the ETF pie. Most people buy ETFs that are market cap weighted.
Apple's the largest company by market cap, so naturally, if you weight the stocks by market cap in like SPY and the bigger ETFs, Apple's the biggest weighting. That's why people have come out and pitched Smart Beta as an alternative. Apple could be one of the biggest drivers of Smart Beta assets in the future if it starts to tank, because there's equal-weighted smart ETFs, which basically, like, if you did an equal-weighted NASDAQ or tech ETF, Apple would be like a 1% weighting like every other stock.
Beltunis says a weighting of Apple in an ETF will become a bigger issue going forward. He adds it could help drive assets into equal-weighted smart beta ETFs, where Apple would have a more minimized weight. That's your Bloomberg ETF report. I'm Katherine Cowdery.
You can listen to Bloomberg Radio in New York on Bloomberg 1130, in Boston on 1200 AM and 94.5 FM HD2, in San Francisco on 960 AM and 103.7 FM HD2, and Sirius XM Satellite Radio Channel 119.